They'd become that miserable couple you see in restaurants who look everywhere but at each other, who speak only in gestures, shrugs, and nods. Sad. She'd tried forever and failed at all but lighting the fuse on petty disagreements. 5 minutes ago in the car, she asked, "What do you feel like eating? Chinese buffet?" "I don't know a buffet, but there's a terrific Chinese restaurant on Cerritos." "I hate ordering off the menu. I never know what I'm getting." "You could ask the waiter." "Where is this place?" Angry, he had asked, and she had recommended. Now she knew he would hate the food, and it would be her fault. She felt obliged to be obsequious toward the wait staff, said, "Thank you," and smiled as they filled her glass. She noticed prints, Japanese lanterns, a golden Buddha. He sulked, sucked the corner of his mustache, played with his napkin and silverware. The next table was occupied by 260-ish men, slightly disheveled. One wore a cowboy hat and down jacket, the other balding in a gray tweed sweater. Cowboy hat spoke. "Now we know the universe is expanding. What do you think? The initial bang or does matter repel?" Sweater answered. "Well, since there's no gravity in space, it's a mystery. They seem to be repelling, but why? Of course, there is Rack's theory about black matter and its effects." "Well, there's string theory, too," Sweater laughed. "Yeah, in an alternate universe, I ordered the Mushu pork. If it continues to expand, will we have constellations as the Greeks saw them?" "Well, the Greeks always stretched the truth a little. All that passion, come to think of it, we could use some of that. Not only the only time we show passion is in the Super Bowl." Cowboy Hat agreed. "Bread and circuses. Shakespeare had it right in the upcoming election. Everybody looks like Cassius, lean and hungry. Except Herb Cain. He looks like Dionysus." They laughed. She looked at the man she'd loved for 20 years, pouting across the table. "So now Iran's the latest to try the bomb. Soon everybody," said Cowboy Hat. "Blame that on Grove. He was the one who pushed Manhattan. Oppenheimer and the others were full of reservations." "Yeah, except Teller. No bomb was ever too big for him." Sweater shook his head. Even von Braun had some restraint in the end, but they all gave in to Teller's lust. Bikini Atoll won't ever be habitable. "Speaking of which, did you see they're doing Faust this summer at the opera? We'll have to get tickets as soon as they come out." Her husband went to the bathroom. Reaching in her pocket for a pen, she wrote her number twice on an old receipt, tearing it in half. She turned and spoke. "I don't know who you are, but if either one of you wants to take me to lunch someday, give me a call." Leaving $20 for the waiter, she ran.